U.S. officials say they'll monitor the rocks, reefs, and shoals in the South China Sea, looking for signs of less confrontation in waters where China's Coast Guard has clashed with vessels from both Vietnam and the Philippines. Indonesia, Brunei, Malaysia, and Taiwan also have competing claims, making the area one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, a potential flashpoint with major commercial consequences. Secretary Kerry was hoping Southeast Asian foreign ministers meeting in Myanmar would agree to a halt to all provocative actions in the South China Sea. But China helped set back that move, leading ASEAN to agree to a softer, non-binding agreement. Questioned about that weaker deal, Kerry said he thinks the language does go far enough to achieve some progress.
We weren't seeking to pass something per se. We were trying to put something on the table that the people could embrace. A number of countries have decided that's what they're going to do. It's a voluntary process.
But it stops far short of more directly calling out Beijing for violating international law, according to American Enterprise Institute analyst Michael Oslin.
If you just continue to say, oh, we don't want coercive behavior, China will say, well, we're not coercive, they're coercive. You've got to use something different.
Without which, Oslin says, China will continue to redefine the concepts of administrative control over disputed territory.
What it is attempting to do is saying, no, there is no dispute. There's no dispute over the Senkakus. There's no dispute over the Spratlys. There's no dispute over much of the South China Sea. There's no dispute over the air of the East China Sea with the defense identification zone because we, China, are effectively administering it.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi offered ASEAN friendly consultation, but firmly upheld Beijing's right to defend its sovereignty and interests against what he called irrational provocation. With China's state-run news agency questioning Washington's real intentions, U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Marie Harf says it's not Washington that's destabilizing the South China Sea.
The aggressive actions the Chinese have taken that are doing so. Everything we are doing is designed to lower tensions, to get people to resolve their differences diplomatically, and not through coercive or destabilizing measures like we've seen the Chinese take increasingly over the past several months.
The summit's host, Myanmar Foreign Minister Mon Aung Lin, says it's not that one party is trying to influence others against one country. He says it's all ASEAN, not ASEAN versus China, that will settle these disputes peacefully. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.